Dreamscape presents Spirit Controlled Temperament by Tim LaHaye, narrated by Pat Grimes. Introduction. There is nothing more fascinating about people than their inherited temperament. It is temperament that provides each human being with the distinguishing qualities that make each as individually unique as the differing designs God has given to snowflakes. Temperament is the unseen force underlying human action, a force that can destroy a normal and productive human being unless it is disciplined and directed. Temperament provides both our strengths and weaknesses. Although we like to think only of our strengths, everyone has weaknesses. God has given Christians the Holy Spirit, who is able to improve our natural strengths and overcome our weaknesses as we cooperate with Him. That's the basic message of this book. The Making of a Bestseller. No one was more surprised than I when Spirit Controlled Temperament, my first book, became a bestseller. It has now sold more than 1 million copies just in English. It has also been translated into more than 20 languages, for which I am particularly grateful. It is a special privilege to be a writer, as the written word allows you to minister to people you have never met all over the world. Actually, I originally had no intention of this material being published as a book. It started out as printed notes of a series of Sunday night sermons delivered in 1966 to my congregation in San Diego. The series was designed to help them see how the Holy Spirit could strengthen their natural weaknesses. Well, it was one of the most practical and best-received sermon series that I delivered in my 25 years at that church. Many parishioners testified that God used it to transform their lives. I had noticed that the attendance was better when I printed my messages, and for this series, one of my first, we broke all previous attendance records. In the providence of God, John Linscott, the manager of the Campus Crusade bookstore in Arrowhead Springs and a former member of our church, happened to be in San Diego and heard the last of these sermons. Looking over the 11 messages, he said, "Why don't you put these together and put a cover on it so I can try selling them in our bookstore?" Wondering if anyone outside our church would read them, I asked, "How many should I send?" 300, he said. Well, my high school children collated the printed notes and glued covers on them. Then I took them to a printer to cut them properly. 3 days later, John called and said he wanted 12...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?